stop sign and said, whoa.
Is worst mom of the year, and I think it's all of you. That the worst mom was the mom of the quadriplegic son in the woods with a wheelchair, a blankie, and a bike.
Great mom skills.
Great parenting skills. You should write a blog.
She's a mommy blogger.
She should be a mommy blogger, is what she should be. Let's do a little scamming scammers. We haven't done that in a while.
Yeah.
Let's check in. Seems I can find what I'm looking for. We will. Just give me a second. All right, there we go. Let's do some. So we haven't done Sickly Sue in a while, have we? Come on, open up.
No, we haven't.
We were going to.
You didn't hide it in my vag, did you?
No.
What you're looking for?
I won't go in there. There's nothing for me in there. But thanks for asking.
Yeah, no problem.
All right. There we go.
I didn't inventory it.
Always and forever. Just moment within. Just like a dream.
Let's check
that song.
Sickly Sue. Date log. November 19th, 2013. Remember, Sickly Sue is with Mickey Wood, Mavis Mill's brother, who he concludes with Belinda. Mike Merrill. Mickey's been trying to hit up Sue, already asked for some money, maybe a little hotel stay, maybe take me to the USA, buy me some things to make my life comfortable, and unfortunately, Sue always has ailments. So, November 19th, 2013, Mickey goes, hey dear, Sue goes, Mickey goes, I'm fine, and you? Sue goes, I'm good, but my laptop keeps freezing.
Oh, the old broken laptop.
Yeah, but this is coming from Sickly Sue. He goes, oh, sorry, my darling. How is your health? So he's paying attention.
Yeah, he notices.
They're
that.
Not in frequent contact, but he's got his notes. This bitch is always sick. My health is okay, but I'm very tired. Be right back. Need to run a scan.
A scam, dear?
No, that was her.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
He goes, okay, babe. And then we don't talk till November 20th. She goes, sorry, hon, my laptop had a problem yesterday, so I couldn't get online. I need a new laptop, but I can't afford one. This is Sickly Sue. Interesting.
Funny. She's turning the table. She's pulling their gig.
Well, maybe they need to go to to Malmart. Get a little blowjob in the parking lot of the Malmart. Buy yourself a computer. Mickey goes,
what? That's what he said?
Wow, we skip to January 18th.
Whoa. Wow.
You know what? I'm not even going to go there. So that's where we left off.
Wow, that was intriguing.
Yeah.
We got other shit
now
to
go. What? Now what are we going to do?
Well, you know, we'll do it again, but just a little taste. Little
we got
taste.
More mother stories. You want to read them?
No, we got Ann Jackson.
I do.
We got Ann Jackson.
Okay. Just the way it was so anticlimactic the way you did it. Well, all right, enough of this shit. What next?
I know.
Fine. January 18th.
Okay.
2014. Mickey asked, why do you always unfriend me? I'll leave you hanging there.
That's better.
Okay.
I like that. Nah,
well, there you go. You got another date.
That I could live with.
Thank you.
Well, good. I want you to live happily ever after.
Sure. Now, what are you doing?
I'm finding my Ann Jackson stuff. Right. Your favorite part of the show, besides goodnight.
Stop it.
I'm sorry. They should know.
Everybody in the chat has got to figure out how many Mr. Davins.
Oh, right.
How many so-called Mr. Davins? And how many fucking mafias?
Is that what we're doing
tonight?
That's
what we're doing.
All right.
Right on.
All right, so we'll play some
the Scambusters music. We'll let them chime in if they choose. If not, we'll do without us. How many for you, Pip? In categories.
I'm thinking zero, Mr. Davins, because she's just given up on you. I'm going to say one so-called Mr. Davins. And I'm going for two fucking mafias.
Two fucking mafias. Why settle for one when you can have two?
That's right.
Joe?
I'm going with two Mr. Davins.
Okay.
Okay, the so-called, what was it?
So-called Mr. Davin.
Zero.
Zero. And how about how many fucking mafias?
Two fucking mafias.
All right.
Anybody else playing, or is it just us tonight?
Yeah, Lisa's playing.
All right.
Lisa's going for broke. She says three, three, and three.
She's going for the trifecta.
Yes.
The trifucta. Not even a real one.
Didn't deserve one.
Okay, so Tom says... One Mr. Davin, zero so-called, and four fucking mafias.
And a partridge
in a pear tree.
All right, we ready to go?
Yes.
Right. Those are all the peeps that want to play for now. So we will get that to the end. Here we go. All right. Mrs. Ann Jackson, this is a letter to her that was sent to me, an email that was sent to me from her. I was so busy since I have ordered so many men to share in Asia, Europe, and Africa. Unfortunately, none of those men had commas to break up the sentence.
She ordered so many men, did you say?
No, somebody's getting back to her. Well,
okay.
I'll tell you who shortly. I guess I shall tell you now. It's Dr. Melvin from the UN. Dr. Melvin Santos from the UN is writing to Anne. I was so busy since, and I have ordered so many men to share in Asia, Europe, and Africa. Some men went to Japan this morning. Your funds are in Australia, and it will be released after the verify the tax payment details. Mr. James H. Miller, one of the soldiers, told me that he is trying to raise money and to pay the fees. Kindly co-operate with him.
Scalpel.
Co-operate.
So you
scalpel.
Yes. So you guys can clear out the funds since it has left the UK. I'll be waiting to hear from my men because lots of scammers has been captured through your help and vital information you have sent to us these days. My warm regards, Dr. Melvin. Now, this is what she lives on. This is how she says,
yeah.
Yes, see, my work is good. They even said so.
Yeah.
This is proof. This is what she uses.
Yep. Jeez.
Don't shake your head like you would doubt her, Joe. Mrs. Ann, the UN, this is again from Dr. Melvin. The UN funds can be transferred to you if you can obtain the affidavit of oath.
The affidavit of oath?
Are you saying that's not real?
The affidavit of
oath.
All right, you guys are raising questions. If you can obtain the affidavit of oath and also the transfer certificate.
What's this going to cost?
Well, Joe, funny you should ask. Each cost a sum of 1,500 euro. The total UN refund scheme is euro. 500,000 will be transferred into your bank account as a complaint as soon as you obtain those two documents. I will help you, Dr. Melvin.
Now, 1,500 euro has got to be at least two grand.
I don't know.
No.
Euro or 1,800, something like that.
I thought a euro was worth less.
Jesus Christ.
We don't know.
I think it's worth more.
But if you make a declarative statement, it becomes true. Just ask Ann. So more from Dr. Melvin. Mrs. Ann. Mrs. Jackson. One more abusive word from you, and we will never reply to your mail again.
Okay,
are you an
really?
Idiot? Without a question mark. So I guess he knows the answer.
So it's rhetorical.
Yes.
Did you say 1,500 euros?
Yes.
That's $1,676.83. $1,676.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, it's been going down, but I think
this is from like
still a little bit more.
This is from a couple years ago.
Okay.
So, all right.
And she just sits there and doesn't question the fee or, you know, where the fee is going.
If she's sitting there, she's in Japan, she probably doesn't have shoes on, not questioning it.
Well, I noticed a lot of grammatical errors in what he was saying to her. So
did
she? She doesn't mention that either.
Well, she's Japanese. She's not a Japanese national. I mean,
right.
An American national, so she
might
not know. So anyway, are you an idiot? Why will you tell me we all are liars, without a question mark? It is your father and your mother who is a liar.
Who's she talking to?
This isn't her. This is Dr. Melvin Santos.
To her.
To her, yes. Do you know who you are insucting?
Now you're going to ask that to the woman
in the Walmart parking lot. I have no idea who I'm insucting.
I think it was a typo. Funny for a secretary that can't type. But anyway.
Really?
Since you think it is a scam, I want you to come to France here so you can see for yourself. We can arrest Brown, which they did before, and you have asked them to release him. Did you send any money to Mr. Eric? If yes, please send the proof that you sent money to him. Then we will arrest him, too. Mr. Brown cannot be arrested again because you ordered for his release earlier. Dr. Melvin.
Thank you, Dr. Melvin.
They've had enough of her shit.
Yes.
But they're continuing with their story.
Yeah, it's like, are you fucking crazy?
So she writes to me, this is what Eric Bohr said to me. Asian people are fool, and he uses me to get info. He is fucking assholes.
He's more than one?
I can only assume he likes anal from that statement. And apparently there's pictures.
But what are they saying?
I wasn't there to give their voice. The silent asshole minority.
Asshole. Well, doesn't make, you know, mention what he does in his free time. Is what he's doing to you now.
He must get killed soon. Mm. He got the job from UN too. Who is fool? Well, funny you should ask.
Yeah.
He does not reply. He does not report my scam to Interpol, but put it into private investigating according to my real research. Then she goes,
real research.
Ann Jackson and research
yes.
are two words that should never be used together.
Right. Her real research.
Yeah.
This, I guess, is from Eric Bohr to her. You are the stupid one. I can see there an atom of respect in you. You blind Asian people. Now, that's just racist.
Oh, that's just wrong.
Well, let me take the dental floss off and I could see now.
I withheld, but you did not. Joe saw some low-hanging fruit and said, I'll partake. Never you send any email to the email address again. Fool.
See? Everybody follow that? Yeah. What the hell?
Sorry. 2 plus 3, carry the 1.
Jesus Christ.
What?
What?
Thank you. We are the authorities. Interpol.
Thank you. We're the authorities. Enough of you.
Interpols and Mopols. I don't know what a Mopole is.
Mopoles?
Interpols and Mopoles? We need Mopoles with all the Interpols.
They might be like little baby Interpols that like swim and then they grow up and turn into frogs. No, I don't know. They're French.
Gavin, they're homosexual poles.
All right, Pip. You seem so assured.
Mopoles. Of course you know that.
No, I don't know.
Homo.
Mopoles.
No, I got what you think.
I'm just trying to explain to it.
Well, this was, but you know, it's funny. The next sentence is what you just did for Pip. I did my best for you.
Like I'm just trying to, I'm not really advocating a joke, dude. I'm just trying to explain.
He'll advocate a rat poisoning mom, but he's not advocating that joke.
No.
A man has his limits.
He left a Bible next to me and covered me with a blanket. That's all he could do.
I did my best for you, but you never appreciate. Then she writes, I think to me. Or to Eric, I don't know. Idiot Eric Bohr, whose gold bars? Why do I need to pay for this? You are fucking assholes.
Maybe he does. I don't know.
That fucking Miller should pay for his gold bars by himself, but you asked me to pay for it. You are a real scammer. Shame on you. You deserve to go to hell, and you will.
But you know what? You're a real scammer. Go to hell. Apparently you're in on the gold bar thing too, my dear.
Well, I sent facts to Interpol.
Oh.
I will do unrest report.
Unrest report?
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know.
Then somebody.
It's like I'm tossing and turning. What's the matter? Joanna's pushing me, telling me that I snore. Jesus Christ. I'm going to file an unrest report.
That's right.
I can't wait to get my own room. I'm going to get this fucking house.
Then here's another letter to Anne. Dear Mrs. Anne, I am just coming from the.
Dear Mrs. Ann.
Whatever. Mrs. Ann.
From the Monnaie de Paris. They told me that I can never sell the bars in franc or anywhere in the world.
franc.
That's F-R-A-N-C. Or anywhere
your
in the world.
Godmother, where did you get that thing from?
Focus. In the world, with your name on the certificate. Only if I have changed it. I just sent mail to Brown now to inform him. The amount to change the certificate here in France is 5,000 euros.
Of course it is.
Another little fee for you. She's right. And there's nowhere that I can get such money from now. Please inform James and let him know if he can help. The second case is that you might be able to sell it in Japan, since the certificate is in your name and it is legal. But the problem is sending it to Japan with courier mail, which will cost 3,500 euros plus insurance.
Wait wait a minute.
They're writing to her.
Yeah, I know, but it's like, now, is this like FedEx? It's going to cost 3,500 euros to send the
certificate. It's gold, baby. You got to get it insured.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, it is, gold is heavy, so sure. I can imagine the postage would be remarkable.
I mean, last time we had a dame running around with a bag, she got hit by a truck. You got to be careful.
That's right.
I have no way either, so please get back to me with an option to know what to do. Thanks, Mr. Eric. Everybody's got like a fucking stripper name. Mr. Eric. It's Mr. Eric.
That's a hairdresser.
It is.
I just think it's like fee upon fee upon fee.
It's almost like they're out for money, Joe.
Oh, you'd think so. Trucker Tom says, maybe she should get some poles so she doesn't have to worry about the other poles.
But do you sit in her situation where she's desperate, looking for validation, looking to get money and get closure on this?
Right.
Even in that state, when you're getting hit with every other paragraph, 2,000 here, 3,000 here, 5,000 there, do you even go, you want to know something? I'm going to cut my losses.
Yeah.
And just say, fuck it.
Oh, yeah. Well, the thing is now, and correct me if I'm wrong, he just said to her, don't send any more email to this address. And then he's writing back to her.
I don't have the email address that he said.
Oh, okay.
It could be from a different email address.
But I would even with that, even look, even in the worst emotional state, you know, and with all that, there gets to a point where you going, you know what, this is nuts.
Yeah,
you ain't getting another.
If you're sane,
yeah, even if you're a little bit out of sorts, really, even if you're a little bit out of sorts, when you're getting repeatedly hit with these fees, you're like, you know what. I'm walking away.
Well, also, you notice that he said to her, well, you know, you could sell them in Japan. He's trying to get her.
I saw that option, and that's such like a used car salesman kind of logic. Well, you could sell them in Japan.
Yeah.
You
know? Then you can raise the money that way. So he's saying, okay, you take our bullshit, and now you go and you sell it to somebody else.
Right.
You know, involve somebody else in this, and that's how you'll get the fees to send to us.
And that makes that makes them heartless, you know.
Yeah, because she'll get arrested for that.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, he goes on to Anne. Mrs. Anne, I've informed you the situation here now. I don't know what you think or not. James now has been transferred to the Bahamas.
What?
A military soldier from the U.S. has been transferred to the Bahamas.
Of course.
We're fighting a war against Bahama mamas. Yeah. We can't let the terrorists win.
We're gonna be stalking the buffet and later the DJ booth.
Yes.
The Bahamas. Oh. What the hell?
Please.
Why not?
Oh, don't you remember the Great War of Bermuda that was just fought?
What?
Over gold bars?
Out of all the places, why are these?
The Bahamas.
The Bahamas?
Because they spin a globe and point.
Yeah, pretty much.
Let's see. I am doing my best to help you here. When you come back from your company, let me know. You can ask for time from there until we sort things out here. So I asked the company to be lenient with the money you've borrowed, but we got to take care of shit here.
Yeah.
Oh, this is wonderful.
Oh, God.
Anne, the money is the problem now. It always seems to be.
Mm-hmm. And now she's not even Mrs. Anne anymore. No. She's just plain old Anne.
Brown gave me 600 euros, and Mr. James sent 1,000 euros. I hope you can send the rest, because the immigration here is waiting, and they can't wait more than 3 days. So they're like, you know what, we know we can't get all of it, so we'll pretend that some of them sent some money. You just send the difference. We're all trying to help you.
Yeah, because you don't want to be the only sucker. I mean, you don't want to be the only one that's out there money.
Yeah.
Because these guys are putting in the money for these fees.
Sure they are. Would I lie?
We're all waiting on
repeatedly,
you.
Repeatedly? Day after day? Sentence after sentence? Word after word? I wouldn't lie.
No.
That's pretty much pressure, you know, when they're saying, all right, look, we're going to try to help you, and you got 3 days. We're all putting in. Really, think about that. If, you know, let's say that we had a scheme, all right, something like that. We're going to be going to Radio Fest, Radio Fest 2015. It's going to be down in Memphis, all right? I'm going, all right? I want to go. Now, look, it's going to be good for us. It's going to cost $3,400, okay? But, you know, I'm putting in $500. He's putting in $1,200. You put in the rest. But we're going in 3 days. That's kind of like a pressure. So how much pressure in a group situation? And they are in a group situation, even though, I mean, all of everybody's full of shit.
Well, I mean, they call me the same person.
Or they're non-existent. Yeah.
And she's nutty as a hatter. They are a group working towards a goal.
Right.
So in that thing to pressure people, it's like, well, we're putting in this, and you put it. It's like when my neighbors wanted to take that, I told you, the tree in our property line.
Mm-hmm.
And they come back going, oh, yeah, Joe, it's going to be $500 apiece. Fuck you. I slammed the door. You know, that's I'm not going to be cuddled into that.
Right.
So So then she writes, "This is what Brown Cotton said to me. Why do I need to pay for this gold bars? Gold bars. Fuck you, assholes."
And that was her?
That was her. "Please do not email me again. I have asked Eric to return my money." So this is him. I think this is... James can go to hell and do what he like. "If he can kill me, you people put me into this mess. Fuck all of you. Brown."
He can kill you. It's going to cost $1,300.
This is from Brown. Then Brown goes, "Lie, lie, lie. I've sent facts to your company." Brown. "Liar, liar, pants on fire."
"Lie, lie, 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 lie." Brown. "Thank you for that statement, sir."
Then again, this is also
note that in the, please note that in the transcripts.
I said, "Fucking assholes."
This again is Brown, the FBI guy. "Hello, Ann. I've sent mail to James and told him how much I can get. My father just passed away yesterday while I'm in France now. This is a big problem for me. What and where..."
Really? It is?
Sure.
"Your dad died? Problem?"
You don't want to be in France when that happens.
No.
Well, no. "What and where can I go now? My office will fire me if anything gets to their attention. Please ask James to accept the fees from me, €600. Please. Thanks. Brown." Sent from his BlackBerry smartphone, Orange, France. But
really?
I think you can
you arrange that?
I
to
think
say
you
that?
Can. But if you're a victim, you go, "Aha, this is real."
Yeah.
If you don't know that, and right. I didn't, I had to ask. But if you don't know that, you go, "Well, they are in France."
Yeah.
This is proof I was looking for. A nice little tactic.
But why? But the FBI is looking for money.
Yeah.
The FBI is not looking for money. The IRS is looking for money. The FBI is not.
Maybe they just got their letters confused.
So just for the simple fact, I don't give a damn where it said. The FBI is asking for money.
Yeah, I know.
They don't ask for money.
No.
They're the FBI.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what she said. You don't ask for money, the FBI.
So then she writes in Damn It All Red.
Mm.
"The more I show the truth, the more I feel how ugly people you are. Shame on you. Go to hell. I'm happy to expose all of you, and I will. Post the whole to the world." And then back to black in larger font. "Fuck you, assholes, criminals." And now she's writing to Sarah Francois.
Sarah Francois.
Another Interpol.
Who's this?
Another Sarah Interpol. She works with Eric Bohr.
Oh, I know. Oh, I didn't. But isn't this a new character?
No, we've heard Sarah before.
But
I
how can we not forget Sarah Francois?
So-called Sarah Francois.
So, Miss Lebot.
"I am going to expose the truth, and you cannot run away, because I will send facts many times to head office and lying in France." You know, a fax will get you every time.
Oh, yeah.
It's worse than a text. "Do not make me mad, because I'm batshit crazy." "You are fucking dirty, like Eric Bohr. You want to destroy the victims, asking them to pay for the fees to open the case files. You are assholes, because you know nothing about the funds transfer. You lie to people. Shame on you. Eric Bohr is hiding. Brown Cotton took the money from the victims, so he's hiding somewhere, maybe in UK. He's going to ask another payment from a different victim. That she's been advocating for. But she cannot afford it, so Brown cheated on people. You are doing the same thing as Brown Cotton. So where is my funds? Fuck you, assholes." "UK funds and Hong Kong funds. They forced me to pay, so they cheated on my many times, saying the funds will be released in 72 hours. All the mails are full of traps, because they are never-ending payments. This is the way you do to the victims." Uh-huh. "Go on." "So-called Mr. Davin."
Oh, there we go.
So-called Mr. Davin.
Whoa. Wait, is it a Mr.
So-called.
Davin or a so-called Mr.
Davin? It's a so-called Mr. Davin.
All right, then say it as such, please. You're throwing
for the record.
For the record.
I'll fucking read it any way I want.
No, well, you're throwing the scorekeeper role.
No, I said so-called.
Well,
she's good. She's not as dumb as she plays.
Okay.
She can put a sexual on her cooch. She can handle my so-called Mr. Davins.
Okay.
Asshole. So-called Mr. Davin. Who hosts the radio?
Stupid.
Who hosts the radio show insists on helping the victims. He never does any research, and he told me he wanted to know the truth. I doubt his ability because I call him assholes.
You call him
plural.
Assholes.
If I had plural, I would have I'd be a comedy team if I could throw my voice.
Yeah, that's right.
It all works back.
Sure. That is truth. All I know is that you are scammers. All of you lie to people because you are scammers. Fuck off. Finally, I found the truth. You know I have funds, so you want it. And this is why and how. You run away because you took the money from the victims. Who should pay for? You get paid from the people's tax. Shame on you.
Is this to you?
No.
because she didn't.
It's not to me.
All right, because it started with you.
No, that was, she was just talking about
me. She's talking about him, the so-called Mr. Davin, the radio host.
Yeah, it's, she's like, not calling me so-called Mr. Davin.
It's like, okay, it'd be really odd if she was telling you what you do.
She was addressing
yeah,
you.
Which is why your criticism was unwarranted.
No, the way you phrased it was not correct.
I phrased it the way she fucking wrote it, you asshole.
No, but you threw Mr. Davin in there, which made me.
No, because she called
what
me
so. What are we at the Mahjong table? Keep reading.
No, you would never get to that table.
Lisa says, so-called Mr. Davin, the anti-superhero.
It's bizarro world.
Yes, it is.
You never work but cheat on people. You are real hustlers. Shame, shame, shame. With ellipsis.
Wow.
So then, later that day, I have a conversation with the woman who brought this to our attention. Mm-hmm. Remember the woman who we interviewed?
Oh, yes.
So I asked her if she was ever to find the money asked for Parker Green. Because remember, Anne says, or this victim says that she became suspicious when Parker Green, the fake soldier, asked her for money.
Right.
And Anne says this never happened. So I wanted to see the proof.
Uh-huh.
She goes, still looking. So far, I've only found where I traced an email. I said, okay, AJ is quite the short-tempered one, isn't she? LOL.
Well, boy, huh?
Boy, she has a talent for understatement, this one.
Yes. Yeah, really. So the woman has, she could be if someone questioned her. I go, yes. Not sure how anybody could believe she was a savior. She goes, well, I met her at a low point and just wanted someone to talk to that knew I thought had gone through the same thing. So it's commiserating.
Mm-hmm.
I go, I know. People look at her as a last chance to get money back or help them. She's not a fan of yours, LOL.
Yeah, no, she's not. She has not spoken highly about our friend here.
No. She goes, I'm not a fan of her either. She'll break my heart and destroy my self-esteem. So we're seeing that this woman, Jackson, does damage.
Yeah, she does.
I go, how'd she do that? She introduced me to Green. Someone she swore was real who would be there for me.
Oh, man.
Now you see where the hostility's going towards Ann Jackson.
Yeah.
This is where it kind of sways back. Were you thinking, is Ann Jackson that blind, or is she in cahoots with these guys? With this introduction.
Well, remember when we started this, everybody thought she was in cahoots and stuff like this.
How do you feel right now with this introduction? Do you think
I think she's batshit crazy?
You don't feel that she
no, because be no, because consistently she believes these are real soldiers.
Mm-hmm. No. Lisa just wrote, "Ann Jackson equals batshit crazy."
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, me and Lisa, we have like some telepathic communications.
But it is interesting to note. It is interesting to note that
get out of his head and save yourself, Lisa.
Get out of my head and onto my head. What?
What?
What? Show's over.
It is interesting.
You guys gotta go.
Gotta go. Bye. Gotta get head. Go to Walmart. Hey, don't forget about me. Pull out, you son of a bitch. A man's got to eat. There's Tom. I'll handle that load. That load better get delivered.
He's got a firm hand on the wheel.
He certainly does.
But it is interesting to note that the whole feeling about Anne has changed from she's in with them to she's batshit crazy, and that goes with the chat as well.
Yeah.
Because remember when we started, I mean, pretty much.
They wanted to lynch her.
Yeah, and it was a major consensus, but now a lot of the folks are kind of seeing it that, yeah, she's nuts.
But Joe, I get the feeling Anne does not appreciate our work.
Yes, from writings, I don't think she does.
By the way, Lisa says she's running for her life.
Hurtful things. Now she's not going to get left in the woods.
No. Oh, she was looking forward to that.
It's her favorite part of the date. Getting left in the woods.
You get a Bible.
Sure. You could stay in a hotel or stay in the woods. Either way, you can steal a Bible.
Some people call it kidnapping. I say camping.
Sure.
It's only camping if you have a tent.
I go, I think she might have believed what she said, is what I responded to the woman.
Yeah.
She goes, it made me feel like a fool. I had been scammed once by someone using Miller's picks.
Yeah.
I go, that's understandable. Another case of misplaced trust. Mm-hmm. So we're seeing the re-scamming going on.
Yeah.
I mean, people don't learn.
Well, I mean, it seems to me that because Aunt Jackson is not the sharpest tool. And she seemed to think that when she introduced this victim to Eric, was it Eric that she introduced her to, right? That and said that he was real. And he
no,
was
it's Parker Green.
Parker Green. I'm sorry, I'm mixing up my my people here. She said that Parker Green was real and that he would help her. And it's like, I don't think that she did that out of being in cahoots with them. I think that she, at that point, really thought that she knew better than everybody else, and that this person...
She still seems to think that.
Yeah, oh yeah, but she thought this person was real when she introduced her. That's why she's dangerous.
Yes.
And I also think what you were saying, people don't learn. No, they don't. I think they're trying to get vindication or validation or their money back. It's almost like when you would go, when you would break up with somebody. And you would date somebody new on the rebound.
Yeah.
And
a rebound scammer.
A rebound never works, you know, usually never works out. No. Then, like, a couple of years later, you think of the situation and go, what was I thinking?
Yeah, but, yeah. I mean, you know? Listen, again, we said it before. Soldiers are not looking to date you online.
No.
They can fuck on base.
Yeah.
They don't need you.
No.
They're not online looking for love.
Not really.
Especially if you're older than them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Homely.
No, I don't know if you're homely. Yeah, whatever. They're not looking at you. Yeah, it's like nobody's looking for me. It's the same type of thing.
Yeah.
No, there's no models who want me. Even threes don't want me. It's okay.
Even threes don't want me.
Nobody wants me. I'm okay with that.
Well, Lisa says they are real, just not the guys in the picture.
Right, but they're not online looking.
Right, now.
Yeah. So she goes, yes, I will admit I was stupid, but not anymore. I trust no one, LOL. I go, not sure if either of those statements is accurate. She goes, which? I go, stupid and trusting nobody. She goes, well, I'm a little smarter, but the trust is hard.
That's a shame.
Well, I mean, it's understandable. She was too trusting.
Yeah.
And I go, well, that's understandable. Get out of my head, Pip. She goes, I can spot a scammer a mile away, LOL. She goes, I didn't tell you, the IP I traced Green to was Kansas. It was a little diner that served African food, LOL. So here we now get the first evidence of something in the U.S.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So theoretically, it could be a scammer working in Kansas,
mm-hmm.
or more likely, it's somebody else using a proxy server.
Oh.
So that could be in Africa or Malaysia or anywhere.
Right.
But just dialing into an IP address that comes up as Kansas. But people look at it as that as definitive proof.
Right.
But it's not, unfortunately.
No.
So it was from Kansas. Now, where the soldier claimed he was stationed?
A base in Kansas. There's a base in Kansas. I don't think he'd be stationed at the African diner.
Right. You're just trying to get everything
right. But
set
that.
Up.
Yeah. But if you're looking to say that this is a real soldier, then there's your evidence.
Right.
And, you know, if you're a victim, you go, well, no, this has to be an American. This is real. I did the trace. This is what I'm supposed to do. You told me to trace the email
Kansas
address.
And it's right. And it's definitely a proxy server.
Yeah. Well, that's what we think. Nothing definite, but it would certainly be
more
reasonable.
You almost answered the question where you said, really, African in Kansas. So that's when you said that, that's why I'm like, it's got to be a proxy server.
I go, was it a proxy server? She goes, don't think so, or wouldn't show the diner. Usually with a proxy, it will take you to the desert or the ocean. LOL. I've had those too. That's not true. A proxy server will give you, I don't know if it'll tell you it's a diner, but it would certainly tell you a city in a state or something like that. I mean, I don't know. I mean, it's possible that they got people in Kansas and they're dialing into that computer. It's possible that they have mules in America.
Right.
Who, you know, it's very possible.
Yeah.
It's hard to tell. But if you're a victim looking for proof that this is an American, this certainly helps sway you that this is a real American.
Yeah. And it's hard to track because these things are clever.
I go, so wouldn't that indicate he is in America? She goes, yes, it could. I go, what else could it be? She goes, he could still be Nigerian. I go, do you have pictures of him? She goes, just the fake ones he sent plus the one AJ sent me. I go, who are the fake ones really? Models, she goes. So she did an image search.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
After the fact.
Yeah.
Yeah. I go, can you send those to me? She goes, I used to know one's name. When he asked for money, where did he want it sent? I asked. She laughs, Ghana. All right, well, there's your clue.
Yeah.
There's your clue. American soldiers are not having the money being detoured to Ghana.
No.
I go, is there any other proof this guy was in the USA? She goes, sorry, the first time I asked, it was sent to Jennifer in the UK. The second time was Ghana. And we know they have people working in in England because there's a lot of people from Africa have migrated to England.
Right.
I go, the IP address throws me. She goes, it did me too. But like you said, it could have been a proxy or it could have wanted me to send it to an accomplice. I really don't know.
Yeah.
I go, that would explain why AJ is convinced they are Americans. Is there anything else that indicates American activity? She goes, I know Green's grammar was very good. That's what threw me. Most scammers can't speak or write worth a damn. I go, did they send you pictures of him in the military uniform? She goes, one, it's only a headshot. I go, okay, and if I do an image search, I will get a model, correct? She goes, it was taken from an article on military haircuts.
Ah.
That would indicate model. Mm-hmm. I go, okay. She goes, I'll send them to you. I go, okay. I go, this Kansas thing is troubling. She goes, I have a few scammers when Trace came back to Kansas. I go, do you think he's American? She goes, I couldn't tell you. He never would talk to me on the phone. Said he was too busy.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. If he's American, he's talking on the phone.
Right.
I go, did he ever give you a phone number? She goes, no, only Yahoo Messenger. I go, very odd. Could they have a U.S. contact? She goes, it's possible. I go, so based on pictures and money, and the money ask a scammer, but we don't know what country. She goes, she always told me he could go anywhere he wanted. He was a snipper. I think she meant sniper. He even made the statement that
he's a barber.
Yeah.
Well, that would explain the haircuts.
Yes.
Makes all sense.
Sure. All right. Problem solved. He was a sniper. He even made the statement that if he caught me with someone else, he would kill me. I just laughed it off. You're so silly.
Oh, when snipers tell me that they're going to kill me, I always laugh
it
off.
You and your death threats.
Yeah.
So cute. You're adorable.
Yeah. You're just trying to fight with me so we can make up.
I go, did he write cause, C-A-U-S-E, C-O-S? Because that's how Africans write cause, C-O-S.
Yeah.
She goes, no, he was very good. I go, do you think he was American? She goes, to tell you the truth, yes, I do.
Oh, wow.
I go, so how do we find out who he really is? What about Miller? American, too? She goes, don't think Miller was. His grammar was bad. I go, okay, send me those Parker pics when you can. I want to see what comes up. She goes, okay. And then she sent me the email with the pics. And that's, we will end it.
Can we cross-match the grammar in their posts with Joe's blogs? Just to rule him out?
You think Joe might be a scammer?
I'm just
Joe, you were working on a scam. Is that, how's that going?
I haven't had a chance to do it. I've been very busy getting the house ready and stuff.
That doesn't work. So there we go.
Busted you, Joe.
So it's very intriguing.
It is.
Now
it
points to an American of some sort.
And I'm interested by the fact that the diner happens to serve African food. That really, that makes my head spin around and think, do you think that it could be somebody that's in cahoots with them who's actually an African? You know?
Yeah, I don't think it's a military person.
No.
But it's very possible that there's an African who's getting money.
Yeah.
And, he's part of it. And that he may be educated in the United States, which is why his grammar is good, but he still might have an accent,
right.
Which is why he can't
get on the phone.
Right. I mean, you know, you can be well educated and know how to write, but you're still going to have that accent when you speak.
Right. Very interesting.
It just seems that any of the money's running through the states, though.
They have to send it to. Not that. So they might be sending it to Ghana, UK, and then they send it to the guy in Kansas.
Yeah.
It's a little twist, right?
Yeah,
it's almost time to do a search of African communities. Or well, no, that wouldn't help at all because you're going to get African American communities.
Black people always fucking up our show. Think they're looting a diner, do you, Jeff?
Oh,
stealing a tuna melt on the way out.
A happy waitress.
Hey, looting makes you hungry.
Yeah, sure, it does. No, not the cheesecake. No,
no!
The humanity. The seven layer, you bastards.
I just stacked all those muffins. Get your paws off them.
Okay, take the dry cookies. Those are free.
Yeah. Who the hell wants them?
Yeah, really.
Exactly. So I think that's a nice little twist.
Yeah, that was good.
No, I didn't do it.
So let's see. We only had one so-called Mr. Davin.
Yeah, I think Tommy walked away on this.
What do you mean?
As the victor.
Oh, wait a minute. So, well, Tom said no so-called Mr. Davin.
Oh.
Said one so-called
Mr.
Davin. Oh,
so you got
it.
Okay, all right. All right.
I got the closest.
There you go.
Okay, right
there
on.
Go. There you go.
Good for you.
Good for you.
Nice.
One.
Nice.
Put that on your resume.
Thank you. I do.
You should. You should.
Yes, I particularly like the line, how many fucking mafias I guessed. How many fucking mafias?
Well, I think
I know. You got that.
It's very good. You're very talented.
Thank you.
Should we thank some folks?
I think we should.
For letting us do this?
Yeah, although they're not sure why.
Nah, they have their reasons. Let's thank Family Martial Arts, which is great for learning karate and self-defense. Perfect you together as a family or by yourself. Whether you want to learn in a class environment or you want private lessons, Family Martial Arts is the dojo for you. Give them a call to learn more at 845-469-1716 or check them out at FamilyMartialArtsGoshen.com. FamilyMartialArtsGoshen.com.
If you're in the mood for great Italian food, then you need to go to Francesco's in Woodland Park, New Jersey. Chef owner Frank Giancarelli cooks authentic Italian cuisine made with the freshest ingredients and panache that'll make Francesco's your place to go with friends and family. The restaurant has a Mediterranean decor done in a non-pretentious way. It feels cozy and intimate, yet it is still elegant. Francesco's even has a private party room where you can host family get-togethers and corporate functions. Francesco's features off-site catering as well. Stop by Francesco's for lunch or dinner at 568 McBride Avenue in Woodland Park, New Jersey, or give them a call at 973-925-1100. You can even go to their website at francescos-restaurant.com. Don't forget to ask them about their next comedy show.
Goldberg's Famous Bagels and Kosher-Style Deli of Chester, New York, brings the fresh, delicious water bagel of New York City to Orange County, New York. Every morning, a wide variety of bagels are made fresh on premises for your enjoyment. If you've ever had a Goldberg's bagel, then you know you can never have a frozen bagel again. Goldberg's has the perfect schmear for your bagel, as they feature an extensive variety of cream cheese spreads and even offer low-fat choices. Goldberg's Famous Bagels and Kosher-Style Deli also offers premium meats for their mouth-watering sandwiches. They offer some unique deli specials like the Zombie, which is a potato pancake covered in fresh brisket and smothered in homemade gravy. Not the type! Or the Bronx Bomber, which is the square Knish corned beef, Russian dressing, and sauerkraut. It's nice that they can get the Russian dressing and the German sauerkraut to get along. You don't want a war in the middle of your sandwich.
Oh, but it's such a delicious combination.
It is. Mm.
It's so good.
There's the poor there's the poor pastrami just huddled in a corner knowing either way it's not going to turn out well for it. Hate when they fight. They always turn on me. Goldberg Famous Bagel and Kosher Style Deli is great for when you want to eat out, order in, or have that special event or party catered. Goldberg's delivers every time. They're open at 5 a.m. Monday through Friday and 6 a.m. on the weekends. Visit them at 69 Brookside Avenue in Chester, New York, or give them a call at 845-469-8505, 845-469-8505. And don't forget, if you're a veteran or a fan of Davin's, then you get 10% off.
Portobello is Bergen County, New Jersey's most exclusive fine dining Italian restaurant. The Tuscan Villa setting will make you feel like you've been transported to the old country. Every dish is prepared with care and attention to detail, and the Portobello chefs are happy to cater to any dietary need, thus ensuring every visit is not just a meal, but an experience. Portobello is open for lunch and dinner Monday through Saturday, and on Sunday, Portobello features a sumptuous brunch in addition to their dinner menu, which is available all day. Friday and Saturday nights, Portobello features live entertainment starting at 9 p.m. Portobello Banquets is your destination for the special events such as a Sweet 16, wedding, office party, or anything that has to impress. Their professional staff will ensure that your event will not be just an occasion, but a memory. Portobello Banquets also hosts the always popular comedy nights throughout the year, which is sponsored by Side-Splitting Productions owner Davin of Davin's Den. Experience that all Portobello has to offer at 175 Ramapo Valley Road in Oakland, New Jersey. Or learn more by calling 201-337-8990. That is 201-337-8990. Or visit their website, PortobelloNewJersey.com. You deserve the best. You deserve Portobello.
Side Splitting Productions, if you need a comedian for a restaurant, a private party, an office party, give us a call. If you need a kid's entertainer to do the clown makeup and the balloon animals, we can do that too. We can do anything you need. Just go to sidesplittingproductions.com, sidesplittingproductions.com, or give us a call on our phone number, 551-404-3094, 551-404-3094. Joe, are you working this week?
Nope. On the house.
Yeah.
Catch show this weekend on the front lawn, moving shit around.
Yes.
You can also see Pip's vagina there, Holt's being used as storage.
The rates are cheap.
The rates are cheap. You might find Joe curled up in there in a couple months.
Wait a minute.
Well, he needs a place to sleep. You wouldn't have had him out on the street like a quadriplegic in the woods, would you?
Mr. Helix, move over. Joe's coming in.
We don't care. He's been inside there enough. Be a pal to Joe. Let him sleep in there.
It's a rental.
Joe was going to sleep in the compound. Now he's sleeping in the cave. this Wednesday night on Diamo in Haworth, New Jersey, we got a comedy show starring from Paul Blart Mall Cop 2. Mr. Chris Monty is your headliner.
It's going to be a good show.
Nice.
Will be a good show. For reservations, call 201-384-1551, 201-384-1551, or go to OnDiamoRestaurant.com. www.thebeerandbeer.net. Well, this has been a fun show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We are done. We will do this again next week. Like I said at the top of the show, if we have helped you in any way with the scamming stuff, you know, whether it be education or helped you laugh or anything, send us a testimonial of what we did for you to davincomedy@mail.com, davincomedy@mail.com, because we are going to be passing this along to the Muckety Mucks and the powers that be and all unnamed people within the industry to bring our vision of what can be a very helpful show that society needs on television. Things
Absolutely.
Are going well. We just want to put it over the top. We got more meetings scheduled. So, yeah, do that. Be a pal, won't ya? So, if you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell no one.
Either way, please keep on listening. See you next Tuesday.